Hello and welcome to the Three Keys with Diakri. Today we have Ken Marshall. Ken, tell us about yourself.
What's up, man? So I am the founder of Doorbell Digital Marketing. We are an SEO and paid ads company that focuses on helping service-based businesses just take off and get more leads every month. I've been doing this for a long time, about 5 years now. I've done everything from building websites to selling paper, newspapers on the street to help pay the bills and get things started. But now the agency is doing good. And, you know, always been a fan of being an entrepreneur and being the best version of myself possible. So
that's really cool. Tell us a bit about your background. How did you get started into this?
Sure. So I've, like many entrepreneurs, I've always had a sense of like adventure and desire to be in charge of my own life and, you know, my own purpose and vision for the future. So I thought that meant sales back when I thought that jobs were the only the only viable option, right? You can be an outside salesman, you can make your own book of business. So I went to school for that and realized that those guys I don't want to be like either. And I actually read The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. Great book, if you guys haven't read it, to learn how to leverage your own, your own resources to make your own vision of the future. And from there, I quit my job and I said, I'm going to start an agency. And I failed for a long time until I finally learned how to make it work. So.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. What made you take the leap? Was it after you read the book and you're like, okay, forget this, I'm out.
Yeah. And honestly, it was education. Like I didn't even know what I'm doing right now was an occupation until I started learning, until I picked up a few books and said, how are ways to make money? I had no idea. So I think it was a combination of my own spirit. I've always, I started knocking on doors when I was 10 or 11 to ask people what I could do for money. So you got to have it inside you, but also just learning what's possible.
Cool. That's awesome. So tell us, what are the three things that have made you successful?
Sure. So the first and foremost thing I would say is just tenacity. Getting started, not contemplating, not worrying until things are necessarily correct to get started, but just taking the first steps and learning along the way. I have a high risk tolerance, and I think that if you do that, you'll be successful because you'll figure out where you need to go. I think the second thing is just I have this insatiable need to learn. I'm hungry to learn from other people's mistakes and their successes. And so that's just mentorship, right? It's either in the form of a book, in the form of a person that you know and trust. And I would say the last thing is just building good habits and routines and systems. I think about how I can automate things, leverage my time the best each day, and control my time fully, you know, in every way. So those are probably the biggest three things.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Well, let's go deeper into that a little bit. Let's talk more about tenacity. Tell us more about that.
I think everybody's got something inside of them that makes them hungry, that makes them want to go out and do something significant. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was just this idea of being in charge of my own life, right? Having autonomy over my ideas and time. But for everybody, you know, you don't need to really motivate yourself when you're purpose driven and you know exactly where you want to go. So I would say the best way to find tenacity in your own life or to cultivate what you already have is just focus in on that North Star that really gets you excited and passionate and makes challenges you. So,
yeah. What makes you excited though?
Me? Yeah. A few different things. A good slice of steak, a good beer. But in business, I really like growing what I'm doing outside of myself. So when I say that, I mean, if I can take something that exists or a collection of things and I can put it together in a way that makes it 10 times better, makes my life easier and helps people particularly, I'm a happy guy. So I'm all about growth and scaling every single day.
Wow. That's really cool. That's really cool. So tell us about the steps that you take to learn from other people and other things. Like, do you have a set things that you have to learn from, or how does that work for you? Like, what's your growth path?
Sure. So on a personal note, just about habits and daily routines and things like that, I set aside a full hour of growth and development after I do my meditation, journaling, exercising, breathing, coffee. And that hour is meant to either learn or grow in some way. So say I need to build out a new funnel for the business, or just reading a book. Like I'm reading Start With Why by Simon Sinek right now. Yeah, yeah. It's a great thing to get at the core of what you're doing, why you're doing. So I would say for all important things, but particularly learning, just carve it into your day and make it non-negotiable to get done. That's why I do it at the beginning.
Wow, that's really cool. So do you have like a morning routine, or do you have something like that?
Yeah, and I would challenge everyone, if you're failing in some way in life, start off with a morning routine. Like if you don't do anything else, get your day right first. And so for me, it's the first thing I do, you know, I wake up, I do a little bit of cold therapy. I open the window so it's nice and cold. I splash cold water on my face. I drink a tall glass of cold water, hydrate, oxygenate, get the inflammation down. Mm-hmm. Then I do my stretching and I do some more breathing exercises to get my cardio up, to get my heart rate up, to get me, you know, waking up. And then I drink a cup of coffee. I do my morning formula, which is a document of affirmations, goals, things like that. I read it and I remind myself why I'm doing what I'm doing every day. And from there I sit and I pray, I meditate, and I think about my day for 15 minutes straight. And then after that, I will get on, and like I said, I'll learn something, I'll read a book, I will talk to a mentor, I will take a course, whatever it takes to get me that full step. So the first 2.5 hours of my day are always to myself, and they're to set me up for success.
So, wow, 2.5 hours.
I don't email, I don't talk to anybody on the phone. Wow. My girlfriend gets a hello, good morning, that's it. She's the only person.
Yeah, that's really cool. No, that's really cool. So how would you suggest somebody start out forming good habits? I know your third point here is good habits. Sure. How would you encourage people to go about that?
Yeah, I think there's two, or maybe I would add a third main things. The first thing would just be focus on why you're doing what you're doing. So somebody can want to lose 7 pounds because they want to impress their coworkers. It's never going to stick. But if you're going to have a heart attack, if you don't lose those 7 pounds and your kids aren't going to have a father, your why is pretty strong. So, you know, set your goal to your like a reason. I think the second thing is start with the smallest barrier of entry possible. So if I want to start, say, we'll just stick with the weight loss. If I want to lose 7-10 pounds, don't say I'm going to go to the gym and work out 100 hours this week. Yeah. I'm going to get yoked and shredded.
Yeah.
Take a walk at lunch. Like do 5 push-ups a day for the week, or 1, and then move up to 2, right? Make it easy for yourself to be successful. Right. And then the third thing I would say is accountability. Like shout it out on Facebook what your goal is. Tell everyone you love. Give somebody $100 and tell them to not give it back if you don't win. But you have to give yourself a reason and an incentive or a punishment not to succeed. So.
Wow, that's really cool. That's really cool. What are some of the habits that have helped you in your business?
Sure. I think the first one, I mean, we've sort of beat the horse to death here, but the learning. I mean, I can't stress that enough. Learning and mentorship has helped me level up more quickly than anything else. The second thing is like remembering that it is a business. And I know that sounds weird, but for all you early stage entrepreneurs, it's about revenue and profit. I understand there's logos and websites and business plans, but I just started selling things to people and I just did them. So focus on building the business, not just the tasks, I guess, is a good thing to think. Cool. And then always, always, always making my processes better. If I'm not improving on a client campaign incrementally, if I'm not making my life easier and automating or delegating things each and every month, you know, there's nothing to hope for and it gets boring after that.
Nice. No, that's really cool. That's really cool. The other question I have here is, what advice would you give someone who's starting out in business? I know you mentioned a little bit about revenue and stuff. What advice can you give those guys?
Yeah, I would say look up the one-page business plan for all you out there who are just like literally starting. You want to start tomorrow. Look up the one-page business plan. And after you've filled that out, figure out who exactly you can service the best, what you can give them that changes their life, takes away a pain, adds a benefit. Write out a list, a quick structure of a service offering or a product, and then get your first sale. That's the most important thing. Get your first sale as quick as, even if it's a dollar.
Yeah.
Because that'll give you the motivation to keep going and it'll validate your process. So
nice.
Make your first dollar as quickly as possible.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's really cool. Every person who comes on these podcasts, we usually require that they have something for free to give away. What do you have for us?
Sure. So like I said, we do SEO, we do content strategy. SEO is powerful, right? Because when people are already searching for you, in every business, everyone needs clients and customers. If people are already searching for you, guess what? That means they pre-qualify themselves. You already know that they're a good lead. So we love SEO here. We believe in it. We've used it to help many clients, over 100 clients. And so I have especially for WordPress, I know a lot of people on the internet are using WordPress. So if you go to my website, www.doorbelldm.com/free WordPress SEO guide. You can find it or just go to the website and look in the navigation. Mm-hmm. And that'll take you throughout most of the basics of SEO. It's just tailored towards WordPress because a lot of people use it and a lot of our clients, but it'll help you out either way. So,
Wow, that's really cool. Thank you so much for that. I think I might have to go through that myself too.
Oh yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah, if anybody's listening, the link will be in the show notes. So grab that guide and go through it and help your business grow online. People are already looking for you. Why not help them?
That's right. It, man. And everyone can feel free, you too, man. Feel free to reach out. I'm a friendly guy. That's normal. Right. You can ask me questions.
That's right. That's really cool. Well, that's awesome. So what three advice would you give yourself 5 years from now? Imagine yourself in the future. But now you want to give yourself advice like right now, like today.
Okay. I'm imagining right now. So if I was myself in the future to give younger Ken some advice, I think what I've been learning, the biggest thing is to not self-limit, right? So I'm sure you've gone through this process. Most service providers, if you're a freelancer, you think, oh no, what if I charge too much and they say no? What if I, try and do this service, but I fail? So I don't self-limit anymore. If I think a proposal should be $20,000, I write it $20,000. I don't second guess if I can deliver the work anymore or if there's a price discrepancy. You just do it and you figure that out by the answer, right? So I would say get out of your own head. The second biggest thing would be to have more fun because I'm a businessman. I love to work and to a fault. So I would say balance, balance, balance. Go walk in the park. Go grab an ice cream cone. Hang out with your friends. Grab a beer. Don't work too much because you'll get burnt out. So those are probably the two biggest things. And then more mentorship. Pay money to have people who know what you want to know teach you more. Because I've had a few mentors and courses and things, but I would like triple down on it knowing what I know now.
Wow. That's really cool, Ken. That's awesome. That's some really good advice. Don't limit yourself, have more fun, and get out there and find people who can help you in your business.
Bingo.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Ken. And any last advice?
Sure. And thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. The one thing, if I can be any encouragement, that it for sure gets easier. Grit is an underrated quality. And if you just stick through it and you believe in what you're doing, you'll be good to go. So don't worry, guys.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much for the encouraging words. And thank you, Ken, for being on the show. And if anybody's listening, the link will be in the show notes and you'll be able to go through the guide and everything. Grab that. It's free. And please share the episode to your friends and your family members or your people who are thinking of starting out businesses. And they'll be able to benefit from it. Thank you so much. And have a good day.
Bye, guys.
All right.